It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo sitting in for Dick Newman this morning on this, another cold Saturday morning. Hey, we're going to start with La Crepelle Valley Girls Basketball with Head Coach Dylan Erickson. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You always kick off the coaches show first, and that's tradition now.
It is. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but somebody has to. That's all right.
All right. So how many games did the girls play this past week?
Just two games. We had last night and Thursday night, so kind of a unique, again, with as many games as we had postponed and things like that, and that's what Friday was a postponement makeup. But with so many things going on like that, it's not very often this late in the year you get three practices, and with this young crew, it's kind of nice to kind of take a step back a little bit and, you know, focus on some things that kind of get lost in the shuffle, you know, in the barrage of games when it comes, you know, every other night or back-to-back nights. And like this week, you know, we'll play Thursday, Friday. Play next week, we play Monday, Thursday, Friday, and then the next Monday again. So that's about, I don't know, six games in 10 days or something.
Oh, wow.
To end the year. So it was really nice to have a few days just to kind of regroup a little bit and cover some things that, you know, get lost in the shuffle, and take a step back and work on some fundamental things and things for this young group to keep moving forward for now and for years to come.
Okay. All right. Your game on Thursday?
Yeah, game on Thursday. So we didn't, it was probably one of the tougher weeks a team in Class A can probably have, you know, with playing a back-to-back night and first being a top five team in the state in Prinsburg CMCS, a very, very good team. They're about six deep. Kind of reminds me of a team we had a few years ago. Six deep, but very, very fast, very athletic, physical, strong, and they've been playing together now since they've all been. Well, Dunnick's been playing, and she was probably a seventh grader, but majority of them playing now for a majority of 3 years together, and they're a nice, nice group. They all kind of have their own little role, and they're kind of spearheaded by Dunnick, fast, athletic guard, shifty in transition, kind of hard to keep out of the paint. I got Emmy Brain. She's a lefty, kind of reminds you of like a Riley Lund, like for us. It's out and can shoot it, strong, physical, and a Vanderart girl, and a couple Molders that are long and athletic, both 5'10", 5'11", and they got Tejas, who had a really nice night for them in the inside at 6 foot, 6'1". So again, just a lot there to kind of reel in. So we kind of sat in the zone, and we got a turnover the first possession, and then our youth and their physicality and kind of meeting us at point of attack to the top of the floor, and just being ultra aggressive, switching everything, and that pressure kind of hit us in waves to start the game. And we started with the first six possessions. We turned the ball over each time, and had to call a few timeouts to kind of slow things down in that first half. And we just never really got ourselves or gave ourselves a chance especially in the first half, and basically throughout the majority of that game. And give credit to them. Open shots, not open shots in high school. They probably shot all of 70% from the floor. Mm. Tejas, her 6'1 post. She can shoot it a little bit, but she made four threes on the night for them too, and that just expanded. And our zone just had to open everything out. The middle got pretty open throughout the game, and you know, too many live ball turnovers. But yeah, they shot the ball unbelievably well, which you got to give them a ton of credit. We didn't put enough resistance on them either at times, but we didn't score our first bucket till about the 9 minute mark in that first half, and things were a little bit out of reach at that point. I think it was 23-0 before we scored our first bucket. But again, give the girls credit. Good talk in halftime, how things have to change, and this is not the mentality we can have. And there may be a little bit of lack of focus, lack of effort there, which is hard for me to say out of this group, but there was some, and the truth hurts sometimes. And so we just had to readjust a little bit and make that a point of emphasis in the second half to come out and play with a lot more fire, a lot more energy. And I think we did that. Not really as the score is going to show up, but I think just in the flow of the game, we at least competed in that aspect. And but again, really, 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 really good team. And it's hard. You know, I love having the three practices, but also not playing a game for a week also makes a difference. You're not really in the rhythm of things. You kind of just have practice and you're ready to get out and play a little bit again, and kind of just not the rhythm they've probably been used to. So start a little stagnant that way. And just things, though, as young group, as they get older, they'll be more prepared for that kind of situations and how to handle themselves, and just good experience no matter which way you look at it. So I ended up dropping that one 84-28 on the night. And again, better end to the game to lead into, you know, asking or having McCray come in the next night. And I guess stats on the night, Callie led us with 12 points and 12 rebounds, just kind of been steady in the inside for us as a senior.
A double-double.
Playing double-double, yeah, which she was averaging, I think she's still probably right around there, but averaging 15 rebounds a game, so and 13 or 14 points, something right around there. So averaging a double-double on the night. So doing it on both ends, again, just a big security blanket when a shot goes up for them and they do miss, which wasn't very often on Thursday. Good chance she's going to come down with the ball in her hands and lead our break and get us out and get us going. Eighth grader Ashton Shelton had shot the ball better on Thursday night and found a little rhythm in that second half, and she had 11 points for us. Aiden Bond had 4 points, a couple assists, a few steals. Brooklyn Olsen had a free throw and a couple rebounds. Casey Tweet had a rebound, and Reese Guzman got in there a little bit and had a couple rebounds. And Brindley Grusin again battling through her injury, kind of maybe run her at times a little too long a stint, and those calves act up on her a little bit. But again, she's getting more and more experience and continue to catch up to the speed of the game too. But a lot of scoring for us that night. But again, just good to play those teams too and see where you want to be and what it actually takes to the physicality and the work they put in to get to the level they're at.
That's right. And once again, you know, you got a pretty young team you're putting out there. So, you know, when you're playing a bunch of seniors or whatever, that makes a big difference, doesn't it, Dylan?
Yeah. They have they play four seniors and two juniors, and that's it. Wow. And Dunnick feels like she is a senior or a super senior because she's been playing since she was a seventh grader. So tons and tons of experience there. So five of their six girls have been playing, you know, at least since they've been freshmen, and they have tons of experience under their belt and playing some big games to themselves coming off the last couple of years as well.
Okay. Then Friday night, you got another tough team.
Yeah, then we welcomed in, you know, probably another top 10 ranked team in state in McCray Wolverines, and you know, probably I'm a little biased because of the, you know, local area conference stuff, but she's probably, if not one of the top three best players, especially Class A, but top 25-50 kid probably in the state. Unbelievable what she can do at her size and length at 6'1", 6'2", and handles the ball primarily for them, can shoot it from about 40 feet, and anything downhill at the rim, she has nice touch. And so, again, if you were at the game last night or got to watch on live stream or something, she's a special talent. And
think she's going to Mankato, isn't she?
Mankato State, and she'll do some nice things there. Mm-hmm. That's a big win for Mankato to get her committed there. But, thought we played with a lot better effort, especially to start the game against McCray in that first half. Yeah, scoring didn't come, but we had some really nice looks in there. They run a 2-3 zone with all that length, and Brielle sits on the top, and they trap the corners and pick up a little bit full court in a 1-2-2 and a 1-3-1, try to do some different things there. I thought we handled ourselves there for the majority of the game well in that. We had a span where it was, they got a bucket, we got a bucket, and I think it was 4-2, and then all of a sudden they turned up the pressure a little bit more, and they got a few steals, a few buckets right later on. All of a sudden it was 10-2, 12-2, and then again the rest of the way out from the half it was pretty much back and forth, and we played right with them, handled their pressure, and we got some really, really good looks in that first half, just didn't knock them down, whether it was at the free throw line, even around the rim, or especially got some good outside shots. And that's probably been one of our downfalls a little bit, is shooting the ball from the outside. We aren't consistent enough against a team like that in a zone that, yeah, if you want to hang with them, you have to be able to knock down some perimeter shots and stretch that game out a little bit and open you up for the inside for Callie a little bit. And but again, went into halftime down 33-12. Like I said, they went on that, you know, 8-10 old run, and after that, it pretty much stood pat, you know, for the majority of that first half. Again, if we could have got some shots to go for us, that first half would have looked a little bit different as a score. And then second half, again, I thought we came out and battled even better with more competitive edge to us, knocking down a couple more a couple more three balls and kind of space it out a little bit for us. And they only outscored us 29-21 in that second half. And he rode his starters pretty much till the two-minute mark. So we went all the way to the wire with them. How to finish that game out, ended up dropping it 62-33. But again, just a completely different effort level. I know the scoring isn't there, and it hasn't really been all years, but we're averaging 35 points probably a game. And, you know, Brielle, since Christmas herself, is averaging 36. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a tall test to slow her down and then be able to score with her or them as well. And but again, I thought that much better effort. We could have played like that on Thursday, and that score would have been a whole lot different. I wouldn't give up nearly as many points, but they shot the ball extremely well too. But again, just some nice things. Again, just a court time experience, and as we go, leading into, like I talk about for them a lot, is not just this year, as Callie's really our only senior playing, but again, just for the future. A lot of these girls have multiple years left under their belt here in the program, and how they can take the end of the year here against these tough competition and opportunities we have left, how can they can take that forward and maybe be at this level, you know, themselves.
Okay. Stats on that game?
Yeah, stats of the night, Callie led us in scoring again with 13 points and 14 rebounds.
Wow.
Again, pretty much an average. You can almost roll the ball out there, and she's gonna put up those kind of numbers for us. And then Ashton Shell said again, had 10 points for us, knocking down a couple three balls again. Probably been our most consistent shooter from the outside as an eighth grader. And then Brinley Brewston had a nice spurt there in the second half to kind of give us some life, some energy. She had 7 points. Aiden Bond had a three-pointer in that first half as well. So, again, just, you know, you're talking about an eighth grader and a freshman and a sophomore right there, along with a senior doing the majority of the scoring. And, again, everyone except Callie's, you know, this year has been their first varsity action. And, again, game slowing down a little bit, and you're seeing things happen or plays that they're seeing or wanting to happen or trying to make that read, and it's there. It's just maybe it's still a little bit too slow or a little bit delayed, but again, that's the progress you kind of got to look at from my standpoint. Is yeah, the score is what it is, the record is what it is, but where are we progressing in certain areas that I see them every day? And you know, like again, CMCS, the way they guard our ball screen, just to kind of initiate the offense a little bit to kind of create some advantage. We did exactly how they guarded us, is exactly how we want a team to guard us, or we're okay with going under screens, getting a switch on the big with our guard and getting downhill. And just it's just a read thing, and it's just you give that another year or two with some of these guards to understand that and play freely and react off it. You're going to see that offense bounce just in the connectivity we'll have with each other. And it's coming. You see it at times and moments. It's just not consistent enough. But, again, that's a little bit to be expected with the youth and a lot of pressure we're putting on these young guards, too, as well, to handle the ball a lot.
Okay. JV on the week?
JV on the week played a really nice first half against Prinsburg, a team they got handled pretty well with the first time around. And this time, I think it was 17-16 going into half, and then you know, we take Ash off that B squad a little bit and rely on some other girls to step up and handle the basketball, and they end up growing their lead a little bit in that second half, and they lost by, I think it was 18 or 20. But again, much better effort out of those guys, and you're seeing the development, the growth there too on some of these girls. Reese Kuzman, you know, primarily sat in the block and played in the post and didn't handle the ball much at all, and she's leading the break 50% of the time with Tegan Conroy, who's never really handled the ball either, as well with having Ashton and Aiden and you know, Maya and Brindley and Eva around. She hasn't handled the ball a ton, and so putting the ball in their hands a lot, and Reese has handled the ball a ton from going from primarily never having the ball unless it was on the block to bringing the ball up the floor and handling it through the pressure and the press majority of the games too as well. So you're seeing a lot of nice things out there that's going to
okay.
Under fruition and going to help us a ton in the future. And then they ended up dropping to McCray's B squad as well. Nice B squad, a couple varsity pieces they have too playing down there, and they stretched that lead in the zone the first half, and we weren't able to, same story a little bit, we weren't able to shoot the ball well enough from the outside to kind of stretch that out. But girls battled. Alexa Lonza did a nice job on the inside too against them. They had a 6'1", 6'2", 8th grader in there too, and she battled against some size. And so just some nice things, slow progression, but it's there, it's happening. And hopefully in the future we can see the benefits of all this.
Okay, what do you got coming up this week?
Yeah, another busy week. Like I said, we play Thursday, Friday, and then we come back right away Monday, travel to Dawson, and play those guys. Should be a good matchup there. And then we travel back next week again, travel back to McRae since the makeup game. So we got them kind of back-to-back here a little bit. And then we welcome Border West in. CGV and Wheaton are combined now. And welcome them in on Friday for a home game. And then back at it again the following Monday at home. Parent senior night on the 16th against Benson should be a good matchup as well. So kind of a busy stretch here the last 2 weeks for sure. And then it'll be Thursday, Saturday will be the play-in and Super Saturday type stuff. So it's winding down. It's coming fast, but it's going to be a race to the finish here with five more left and six more, too, if you talked about the playing situation. And we just played two. So a lot of games here in about a two-week span, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dylan, for the report on the girls' basketball team, and good luck this week. I'll be over in Dawson on Monday broadcasting that game, and we'll talk to you then.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage all year, and go Eagles.
All right. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Lockport Valley girls' basketball team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coaches Show after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
The Country Butcher, downtown Dawson, has some super specials this week. You'll find fresh beef cuts 10% off. Pork, beef, and variety bundles, 10% off. Pre-order ground chuck, $6.50 a pound. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 1, Sunday, by appointment. If you need to call them, the number is 320-769-2238. That's 320-769-2238 for the Country Butcher, right on Dawson's Main Street. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's talk Lockport Valley boys basketball with head coach Joel Voorhees. And Joel, we got a couple back-to-back wins to talk about today.
Yeah, yep. Two exciting wins for the guys on Thursday and Friday.
That's pretty cool. I bet you they're pretty happy, huh?
Yeah, excitement. Getting into the locker room, everybody just joyous. High fives, hugs, music blaring, but it was an atmosphere that you want to be a part of.
That's right. All right, so how many games did you have this week? Two or three, right?
We had three.
Three, okay.
We started out with Wabasso on Monday.
Oh, good.
And they're a tough team.
Yep.
They came to our house, and they were very big and long. They had a 6'7 guard that he was tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Wabasso against Dawson Boyd last week, or the week before. Also, they're state ranked at the time, a pretty good team.
Yeah, yep. So hats off to them. They played well. They played very well.
Okay, go ahead.
They finished with a score of 91 to our 55. Scoring for the Eagles that night, Thomas Emmis had 6. Carter Moan had 1. Gavin Tasso had 5. Tanner Tilbury had 5. Nolan Smith had 13. Jackson Fernholz had 1. Tanner Callis, 2. Freshman guard Griffin Kranz had 19. And freshman point guard Aaron Bond had 3.
Okay. All right. JV that night?
JV, they pulled off the victory, but C Squad had a loss, and it was a close game for them, but they needed those situations to grow with.
Okay.
But it was both good games, both C Squad and B Squad, both good games.
Good, good. All right. You want to talk about them two wins then, the next two games?
Yeah, let's get to those.
Let's get to those.
I told the guys two words that, two phrases that we haven't said a lot this year is upsets. So you had two upsets and a winning streak. Yeah. So that was good to have them know that, you know, that's two things that we just haven't had go our way this year, and you find a way. You find a way. You keep on chipping away.
It's something to build on, too, isn't it?
That's right. Exactly. Something to build on.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the game Thursday down in Lakeview, and like I told you in the post-game show, Joel, you know, man, that was a team effort against Lakeview on Thursday.
All around. We had four guys in double figures. We had a couple close to double figures, but it was all around a team effort. Nobody outshined the other, and they got after it. We knew going into it that this was a matchup that we like. We have a big guy, Tanner Tilbury, that is faster than their bigs. And he was going to have a field day with them. And that's how it ended up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Low scoring on the night.
Yeah,
Thomas Emmis had 12 points. Grant Bierke had 4. Gavin Tasto had 8. Tanner Tilbury had 16. Nolan Smith had 14. And Griffin Kranz had 16. He made 12 out of 14 free throws, Kranz. So he has no fear of stepping up to that line and knocking them down.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive to get to the free throw line like that and go 12 of 14. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we made 14 field goals for the night, 6 threes. We were 24 out of 38 from the charity stripe and finished with 70 points. We did tail by one at halftime, 32-33, and just like last night, we were tailing too, and it's just some pregame jitters and knowing that we can compete and correct some of our mistakes in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one point on Thursday in Lakeview, I think you had two freshmen and two sophomores on the floor.
Yep, and I'm putting the best lineup out there that I see fit.
Yep, yeah. I thought they played very well, Joel.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Paul, because they've been showing why they should be out on the court, and it might be some growing pains for a little bit, but in the years to come, they're going to be some very sound basketball players.
Right. You know, let's talk about the defensive end of that. We've been talking about you had four players in double figures, but I thought you played a great defensive game against Lakeview. They have a couple good athletes.
We switched up our defensive scheme a little bit from man and threw a little zone at them, and I think that kind of threw them for a somewhat of a loop. They didn't know where their best options were to get a basket. They couldn't go into the post anymore because we were collapsing on him. And around the arc, we were closing out well to avoid anybody getting a three-point shot off or penetration to the hoop.
Yep. All right, nice win there. Anything else on that game, Joel?
The game ended up 70-56, so we won by 14, and it wasn't really a close one in the end, so we pulled away.
Yep. All right. And JV that night?
JV and C Squad both got wins, so it was a clean sweep over in Lakeview.
Nice. Awesome.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about last night then. Another win.
Last night, we were over in Ortonville, and I knew going into it that we were going to be maybe a little bit flat from the night before playing over in Lakeview. But I knew the excitement and just the joy of that win. We were going to have ball players show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit flat in the first half. We were 17 and to their 25. So we tailed by eight going into the second half, and they had a nice little halftime speech with each other. And then us coaching staff, Bentley Boyk and John Redepenning, we gave our 2 cents on where we thought our best options of scoring are and our defensive attacks, and we came out with 45 in the second half compared to their 28 and finished with a score of 62-53.
Okay. Good. Stats then?
Stats on the night, Tanner Tilbury had a breakout game. He had 25 points.
Wow.
Yep. And another game where he was going to have a field day with their post inside, that he was head and shoulders bigger than everyone, and he moves well. He moves well around the hoop. He can get to where he wants his shots. There was a couple points where we were trying to get it into him, and we were forcing it. We didn't see that they were putting a smaller guard on him and just kind of slipping and getting around him and getting a little tip on the ball, and so we had to make adjustments for that in the second half. But he had a lot of his, what did he have, 5 in the first half, so he had 20 in the second half, and they were big baskets, huge.
Okay. Good.
And the rest of the team, Gavin Tasto had 12, two big threes, huge threes in the second half that kind of put us right back into striking distance.
Is he your three-point shooter?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he took a couple on Thursday, I saw, so.
Yes, yep. And I trust Gavin. The coaching staff trusts Gavin that they're good looks, and he's not forcing it. So we're very optimistic that he'll knock them down for us.
Okay, good.
And the rest of the scoring on the night, besides Tanner and Gavin, Thomas Emmis had 7. Grant Bierke had 4. Nolan Smith played the entire game, had 5 points, all free throws, but were big free throws in the end. Griffin Kranz had 5 points, and Aaron Bond had 4 points.
Okay. Yeah, another nice win there for you guys. Just keep it going, right?
Yep. It's going to be a tough week next week with Central and Dawson, but you never give up hope. You never say that it can't happen, because it does happen. There's big upsets that go around all the time.
Right. All right, anything else on the Ortonville game? It's always a tough place to play up there in Ortonville.
Yeah, it's always a tough place to play up there, but I think the game went well. We have positive attitudes that it gave us a boost. It gave us a boost towards the end of our season here, and that's when we need to be playing our best ball.
Right. Yep, that's right.
So we finished with 62 to their 53.
Okay. How'd JV do last night?
JV pulled it off pretty significantly. I don't know if they got to running time. I was doing my pregame speech,
yep.
But I think they handled them pretty well.
Okay.
There was no C squad game, but B squad is now 15-6 on the year. C squad is 12-4, so very good records. And varsity, with their 2 back-to-back wins now, we're 3-19.
All right. What do you got coming up this week then, Joel?
We got Central on Tuesday. Oh. We traveled to Prinzburg. And then
they're
Thursday,
state ranked.
Yep, they're state ranked. And then on Thursday, Dawson Boyd comes to Lacaparo.
Yep, and they cracked the top 10 too, I think, this week. So 2 state
yep.
ranked teams coming up.
2 state ranked teams, but with these confidence boosts for the guys, there's going to be opportunities that, you know, maybe we can hang with them for a little bit. Maybe we can pull ahead. You never know.
Right.
You make adjustments.
Yep. Yeah, on Thursday, too, is a big night out at La Caprile Valley. I know the FFA chapter is having a chili feed and a mental awareness night. There's going to be a lot of vendors in the Commons area, so it's a big night.
Yeah, it'll be a rocking atmosphere. And with us being such close rivals and, you know, we're joined for how many different sports, it'll be a fun night of basketball.
All right.
A huge gym atmosphere. It's going to be fun.
All right. All right, thanks a lot, Joel. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then.
All right, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's Joel Voorhees, head coach of the La Caprile Valley boys basketball team. We'll take a break, and we'll talk wrestling with Hank Ireland right after this.
I'm with Monica Bothan here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I am full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
A bridal shower for Marissa Keeman will be held today at 10 o'clock this morning at Faith Lutheran Church in Madison. Marissa is registered at Target and Amazon. The Porter Fire Department meat raffle will be held today starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Cut Loose Tavern located at 308 Lone Tree Street in Porter, and everybody's welcome. See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, February 6th through Monday, February 9th in Theater 1. Kevin James stars in a romantic comedy, Solo Mio. That's Solo Mio, rated PG in Theater 1. Held over in Theater 2, Song Sung Blue, rated PG-13. That's Song Sung Blue in Theater Number 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's talk wrestling. Team United Wrestling with head coach Hank Ireland. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Boy, one match to talk about, and it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a great night. Like you said, this was our only match we had. And it was, we had a whole good week of practice to get ready for Canby and kind of end our regular season. And this is the second year we've done this with Canby, where we kind of had the youth elementary wrestle along with us. So it was a packed house. We had all the youth come out and wrestle at about 5:30. They started with exhibition youth matches, and then our JV wrestled a duel against Canby, and our JV ended up winning 23-22. With Christian Nornberg, senior, ended up getting the final win for us to put us over the edge for the JV to win their duel. And then we put the spotlight out and had the youth run out with the varsity for both teams and kind of get introduced, go in their corners, introduce, shake hands in the middle, go back to your corner. That was real nice to see, real fun to see. Great environment, and just a lot of excitement around the sport of wrestling. And then our youth team dueled Canby's youth team, and a lot of great matches, and then the varsity wrestled. So it was a very busy and exciting night of wrestling for Canby and Team United.
All right, let's talk about that varsity match then.
Oh, yeah, it started off Griffin Johnson. Got a pinfall for us. He wrestled the same opponent he wrestled against in the ninth grade league section finals. And he won 5-3 in the second finals. Then for team, he ended up getting a pin for us. So that was a great way to start off the duel. Great match for Griffin to go get a pin in the first period. Then at 1:14, we had Colin Rosendahl. He's bumping up a couple weight classes. He wrestled 100 pounds in the ninth grade league, and now he's wrestling 114 for the varsity with a couple guys injured. And he's doing a great job for us. Last week he went 3-0, but he ended up getting pinned against a senior, one of Canby's seniors, late in the first period. Then Eli Olson won by a tech fall, went 18-2 at 121. 127, usually we have Gavin Mortensen, but he's been sick all week. We haven't seen him. He's dealing with a little bug he's got right now, and that seems to be going around everywhere. But hopefully he'll rest up and get back for us. So he wasn't able to wrestle, but Trent Boston stepped up and went out there and fought hard, ended up getting pinned in his match. Braden Jaden at 133 won by a pinfall in the first period. Then Ivor Heinrich, he's another ninth grader that we're asking to step in and bump up a weight class, and he fought hard, ended up getting pinned in that match at 139. That 145, this is where we kind of our seniors kind of stepped up and took over. Holland Shocker got a pinfall in 36 seconds. At 152, Ben Gunlickson got a pinfall in a minute and 15 seconds. And at 160, Cameron Sather got a pin in 27 seconds.
Hmm.
And then to kind of put the duel in hand, Bentley Boffin at 172. Wrestled a great match and got a pin in 1 minute and 31 seconds.
Wow.
That was a kind of a good little stretch there for us to put the duel out of hand. Then at 189, Brian Rohde, he had a great match. It was a close match back and forth, and he ended up losing 6-4 in that one, but a good match for Brian. Then at 215, usually we have Gabe Lowry in there, but like I said, he's another one that's been out sick all week, so he wasn't able to go. But Josh Kranz is doing a great job of stepping up, and we bumped him up a weight class even, and Josh went out there and fought hard against a tough Canby opponent and ended up getting pinned in his match. Then at heavyweight, we forfeited to their, they got a pretty good heavyweight up there, big guy.
Yeah, Pestle.
Yep. Making the final score, Team United 41, Canby 33. So it was Canby's ranked 7th in state, so it was a great dual win for the team to go into Canby and beat a state-ranked opponent, and great, especially with a great night, great crowds packed on both sides, United and Canby side, and all the youth elementary kids there, and parents there, and yeah, it was a great night, great win, and good way to end the regular season.
Good.
I think we had we end our regular season record at 16-8.
Okay, 16-8. So when you say elementary, the students wrestled, was that like a team format, like Team United versus Canby then, or what?
Yep. We started with the exhibition, so they didn't keep team score for that. Every kid that was there, we tried to pair up the best we can with Canby, and they went out there and got their match, and then the JV had a duel, and then we set up beforehand kind of a youth team, so that they did keep team score for that part.
Okay.
So it was kind of any kid that wanted to wrestle got a match, so it was great to see. And they turned the lights down, put the spotlight on, so it
was awesome.
Cool environment.
Yep. Good.
And then I mentioned Griffin Johnson, how he pinned his opponent that he beat in the ninth grade league finals, section finals. He, last Saturday, we didn't get to talk about him, because last Saturday he was wrestling at the individual state tournament for the ninth grade league, and Griffin pinned his first three opponents to make it to the finals, and then he ended up losing in the finals, so he took runner-up in the ninth grade league state. So that was a great showing for Griffin, and it's a big accomplishment, because that ninth grade league is only one class.
Yep. Oh, it's all one class, huh?
Yeah, so he took second in that, so that was awesome to see.
Good.
For Griffin.
Good. Congratulations. All right. I know a section team wrestling's coming up and individuals. So when are the seedings for team wrestling?
The seedings they'll come out Monday, and then we'll find out. I'm assuming we'll be the 2 seed. We'll probably wrestle New London Spicer to go to the final 4 on Saturday. So we'll wrestle on Thursday against New London Spicer.
That'd be at home then?
Yep, that'll be home event.
And where? At where?
Right now it's scheduled to be in Dawson.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll
hopefully qualify for the Final Four and go from there.
And the Final Four, the Final Four is where this year?
Oh, that is down in Fairmont.
Ooh, Fairmont.
A little bit of a drive.
Yeah, a little bit.
But hopefully well worth it.
Who are some of the tougher teams in the section?
Marshall, they're the one seed in our half. And then New Ulm is the one seed in the south. St. James is the two seed in the south. Fairmont, they got Martin County, they got a tough squad as well. So New London Spicer is a good team too. So it'll be a pretty deep section we have. So any team that shows up that day will punch their ticket to state.
All right. All right. Anything else on Team United Wrestling there, Hank? Or who's?
Last night, Coach Coyle took our three girls down to Redwood, and they wrestled their individual section tournament. And that was Emily Renepending. She ended up going 0-2, and Hannah Shanson. She ended up going 0-2. Then Naya Woody. She lost her first one, won her second one, and then just lost out on her match to get to the placing round. So. It's the first year we've had girls, and they've been showing up, working hard, and Coach Coyle took them down to their section tournament. It was good to see them go out there and fight hard.
Now, just to refresh my memory, Hank, so the girls are kind of separate this year with their own wrestling tournament? Does that take place the same as the boys?
Yep. So if the girls have qualified yesterday and today, they will be at the state tournament same as the boys. And the last two years, it's been 8 girls that have been in the state tournament, but this year they bumped it up to 16. So it just shows you how much the sport is growing for the girls. And it's good to see that continue to grow, and good to see them get the spotlight of the state tournament in that big environment.
Yeah. Do some schools have do they have teams, like girls' teams, that they can fill a roster for a team?
Yep, you see more and more of that year after year. Like Marshall's got a full squad. St. James is a full girls squad. Sauk Center Melrose has a full squad. And then every team's got about 2 or 3 girls. You know, it just keeps on growing.
Yeah, it's one of the fastest sports in Minnesota. Fastest growing sports, anyway.
Yep.
All right, Hank. The next match is Thursday, and that'll be sections then.
Yep, Thursday's team section starts, state tournament.
Match on Thursday, so. All right, good luck, Hank, and thanks for the report this morning.
Sounds good, thank you.
Yeah, that's Hank Ireland, head coach of Team United. We'll take a break and wrap up the coaches' show right after this.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
A handshake.
You mean the kind that seals the deal? No fine print needed?
Exactly. At Heartland, we still believe a handshake means something, whether you're buying a Chevrolet or servicing one. That's why people come back. Trust isn't sold, it's earned, one Chevy at a time.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet. Visit heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company and more.
Paul Ramo here in the studios wrapping up the Saturday morning coaches show. Just a reminder, good luck to the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team today. They're at sections in Montevideo, and we will have the award ceremony live, I'm guessing around, 4? 4:30 this afternoon. We'll have the award ceremony live and interview some of the coaches and shadows after that. So looking forward to that. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Dick Newman will be back in the studio next Saturday, and he'll have his Dick Newman sick joke of the week for you. I don't have one today. So have a great day, everybody.
The latest and the greatest. All your favorite music.
The best oldies.
On Q92.
Radio.